From the heart of our nation's capital, here's Family Research Council President Tony Perkins.
And it's Friday. Russ Jones here sitting in for Tony Perkins. You're listening to Washington Watch, powered by the Family Research Council. It's indeed been a joy to be with you all week. I hope you've enjoyed the ride. Well, for the fourth straight month, there are more job openings than job seekers, according to the latest report from the U.S. Department of Labor. Also this week, initial jobless claims remain near a 48-year low. And we'll discuss the tariffs and the USDA's tariff aid short-term relief for our nation's farmers. We'll check in with Congressman and Dr. Roger Marshall of Kansas in the Heartland in just a moment. And given he's a doctor, we'll also check out and see what's going on with the efforts on health care. With the primaries in full swing and midterms fast approaching, this week we've highlighted efforts the past few days on this program that people are doing to get out believers. Let's take a listen.
There are over 90 million Christians in the United States today. What could our communities look like if we as believers stood for Judeo-Christian values at the ballot box? When we think about the issues important to our faith, biblically line them up against the candidates, pray for God's wisdom, and then turn our faith into action and cast our vote, we lead our communities to real solutions that are right and true. Together, we can be the difference.
Isn't it encouraging to see folks rising up to make a difference? A little later in the program, we'll talk with Jason Yates, CEO of My Faith Votes, a nonprofit organization working to mobilize Christians in America to be involved in the political process by casting an informed vote based on a biblical worldview. And real estate company advertising for Greg Lowry's Southern California Harvest event has been removed from billboards for that event at an Orange County mall. We'll talk with the evangelist later in the program. And all of this great content can be found on TonyPerkins.com. You can follow Tony on Twitter at T Perkins, and you can follow me at R Jones Reports. And later in the show, we'll go to the phone lines. Well, there are now more job vacancies than unemployed workers to fill in the U.S. for the first time since, can you believe this, 2000. According to the Department of Labor's August 3rd employment report, the unemployment rate fell from 4 to 3.9%, while the labor market added a solid 157,000 new jobs in July. And a few weeks ago, President Donald Trump announced a plan to provide billions of dollars in emergency aid for farmers who are impacted by the recent tariffs. And no better place than to go to the nation's heartland than in Kansas. With us now is Dr. Roger Marshall. He represents the big first congressional district in Kansas and serves on the Small Business Committee and the Agriculture Committee and on the Doctors Caucus. Dr. Marshall, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Russ, thanks for having me. It's been too long. How's everybody doing today?
Well, we're doing good. It's Friday, you know. It's a big week. You all are in your districts talking with the folks. First, let's just check in. I know you're doing town halls. What are you hearing out there?
Well, I hear, first of all, the overall economy itself is doing great. The best economy I've ever seen in my professional lifetime, with the exception of rural America. 4 years in a row of low commodity prices, and these trade and tariffs have hurt us very significantly. So the people are looking to me to say, you know, what's the president thinking, where we're going? We're good patriots, but we're bleeding an awful lot right now. So there's some scared people out here.
You know, Congressman Marshall, Kansas is the largest producer of sorghum. You got a lot of sorghum farmers out in your neck of the woods. And I understand the president actually called you to check in with you and to see how things are going. What did he have to say?
Yeah, it was a great conversation. And first of all, the president told me he loved farmers. He certainly understands what great patriots they are and understands that they've gotten pretty much a raw deal for over 20 years. And he promised that he was going to make things right with them. And that's recently what he did when he announced his $12 billion funding to help farmers out to get through this trade war. The trade war started in Kansas back in February, actually with the sorghum prices when China retaliated. And we saw the price of sorghum drop $1 a bushel overnight. So we're certainly grateful for the $12 billion, but just it, we had a conversation also about NAFTA and how important NAFTA is. I know the president's working hard to get that NAFTA agreement finished up as well.
Well, President Trump said farmers would benefit the most from the new trade deals that he was negotiating. And we've heard him say a few times, just hang on. You know, he the art of the deal, right? That's what we know President Trump for. And he is asking folks just to hang on because apparently, you know, we have known him to be a tough negotiator.
Yeah, exactly. I would just tell people that certainly his goals are very consistent with the goals of my American agriculture folks. They want fair trade deals. And actually, President Trump wants zero tariffs. What he doesn't understand is why China is charging us 25% or more on everything, but we can only charge them 2.5%. You know, he recently told the European Union, if you're serious about this, let's have zero tariffs. He told all those countries at the G7 summit, if you really want to be a trade partner with us, let's both drop our tariffs to zero and have true free trade.
And so you're out there. I'm not sure if folks know just how rural that part of Kansas is, but it's rural. I mean, you can see for miles and miles and miles and miles. But in spite of the challenges that they're facing right now, some of the polling I've seen, the farmers are still behind President Trump.
Oh, absolutely. 90% of Kansas Republicans, 2/3 of all Kansas, support the president, his general philosophies, the directions he's going. We trust him, but we're starting to bleed pretty heavy right now. And that's, once again, I circle back to how important it is to get NAFTA finished and a deal with the European Union and Southeast Asia as well. So we're going to support him. We certainly understand that China is a long-term problem. China is stealing $500 billion of intellectual property from us every year. But the upsides are also there. And I think that's what the president says. If you'll hang in there with me, there's some huge upside to this. He's giving us a short-term fix with the $12 billion. And hopefully we're praying to goodness, pray to God that we'll get this NAFTA agreement done here in August.
Now, you're also on the Small Business Committee, and here's a headline you don't see very often, job vacancies. So there are more job vacancies than unemployed workers to fill them in the U.S. So that is a good thing, but it also can bring some challenges, can it?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me throw out a few more statistics. I'm kind of a numbers guy. There's so many people, though, that could work that aren't working. Last year, there was over 9 million people on food stamps between the ages of 18 and 59 that don't have a disability, that don't have a young child at home, that drew zero income. 9 million people. So we need to get those people off the government rolls and train them for a good job. And I understand not everyone's been blessed with a great education system like Kansas has. But we've allotted some $9 billion more to help train those folks. So I think the next big emphasis we need to have is help get people that are able to work, get them back to work. And I think that's the right policy. I think it's a biblical policy. And I just think it's the right thing to do.
And just recently, President Trump signed the Strengthening Career and Technical Education for the 21st Century Act, which helps to identify that very thing you're talking about. You know, Congressman, not everybody is made out for traditional college. And I think this president sees that in trying to raise the opportunity levels for people looking at technical schools, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, Kansas is so blessed. We have probably, I think, 12 community colleges and another half dozen technical colleges. In the wind energy, for instance, if you go to Cloud County Community College to the wind energy program, you're going to not even be able to finish your second year. After 1 year, they're going to come out and pluck you out of there and offer you a $70,000 a year job. And in Kansas, I mean, that's going to allow you to buy a nice three-bedroom home, have a car, and send your kids to college. So $70,000 salary goes a long way in Kansas. So there's great, great opportunities across the state, across the country in those technical jobs right now.
Now, before you went to Congress, you're a pediatrician, if I recall correctly. And you had you've delivered like over 5,000 babies, and I know that folks are still talking about health care. And are you hearing people talk about health care? And what are your thoughts on that? Or where are we at?
Yeah, absolutely. It's still a top three problem, and specifically, it's the cost of health care is the challenge. You know, so often the press tells you what's not happening in Congress, but I want to share a couple things we have done for health care. that I think that your listeners would like to know about. You know, the first one is the Right to Try Act, something that President Trump is very proud of. The Right to Try Act, I think all of us have known that person in our family or friends that had a terminal illness, and there was a medicine out there that the FDA had not approved yet for various reasons. And these folks have exhausted all other options. So we have a process now to expedite those drugs, to give those folks another chance. So we're very, very proud of that. Another one is the 21st Century Cures Act. The 21st Century Act, we allocated another $1 billion towards research for things like Alzheimer's disease and cancer. We're helping overhaul the mental health system, battling the opioid crisis with it, and helping those that are struggling with addiction. So there's a couple good bills that we have got accomplished. We have a lot more work to do. We just passed a bill recently that allows expansion of healthcare savings accounts. And I bet a lot of your listeners use those as well, where you can pay with pre-tax dollars some of those healthcare expenditures outside of your insurance.
And I guess a lot of things depend on how things go in the midterms. But do you see healthcare coming back to the floor and being debated and discussed?
You know, I hope so. What I'm hoping is President Trump's going to give me a call in October and say, hey, I know you got some more ideas about how to start driving the cost of healthcare down. And really look forward to that opportunity. And I don't want to get too political on a public station like this. But what we're trying to promise you in the Republican Party is that you get to have choices. We don't want a government-run health care. We don't want you to be waiting in line for 6 months for a year to have a joint replaced, a one-size-fits-all. We want your listeners to be able to continue to make the choices in health care that they want. We don't want you to lose your health insurance if you get it through an employer. So it scares me to death when some of my friends across the aisle talk about this one-size government-controlled health care. It would break Medicare. It would cost $3 trillion a year. And I'm kind of going on and on here. But I just want to continue on this focus of giving choices for consumers, not a government-ran health care system.
Now, you're out in the district for the traditional August recess, and I'm sure you're meeting with the folks. And what do you think, that just in the last minute we've got, what's the general mood real quick?
Yeah, I think it's by far the best economic move that I've seen in my lifetime. I think that most people feel like this big ship we call the United States of America has been turned back in the right direction. From a national security standpoint, people have never felt this safe, well, in decades anyway. The economy, the best economy we've seen, just lots of things going in the right direction. So overall, the mood is much, much more improved. A lot more support for President Trump than he's getting credit for. Again, most of my people out here just love President Trump, think that this country's going in the right direction.
Yeah, and I'm glad you shared that, because if you depended just on the mainstream media, you certainly wouldn't see that. Congressman Marshall, thank you so much for being with us on this Friday. Appreciate your good word.
Oh, Russ, I always appreciate being on here as well. God bless you all.
God bless you, too. One of the good guys, I'm telling you. Always has great insights for us, and glad he took time to be with us here today. Well, coming up next, when informed Christians vote, they bring beliefs and convictions into the process of electing leaders. That truth is the message of an organization working hard to get out the Christian vote. When we return, we'll talk with Jason Yates of My Faith Votes. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins. You're listening to Washington Watch.
Out of touch with what's going on in our nation's capital? Do you want to make a difference this summer? Well, now you can. Family Research Council's Stand Firm mobile app is a new tool that is bringing Christians across America together in advancing faith, family, and freedom. The unique features of the app allow you to contact your congressman on important issues with just the tap of a screen, sign up to organize culture impact teams in churches across the country, and share the latest legislative alerts with family and friends. You can listen to Washington Watch live with Tony Perkins or read the daily Washington Update to stay engaged and informed on issues facing our country. Join now in building a network of activists as we stand firm together for His kingdom. Go to frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today. Again, that's frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today.
With everything that's going on in the world, it's easy to feel out of the loop. Here at Family Research Council, we want to help you stay informed on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. Get access to information fast by visiting our website and connecting with us on social media. Always be in the know by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and watching us live on Facebook. Download our app to access our FRCA's voter guide and contact your congressman with just a tap of the screen. You can also listen to Washington Watch Live with Tony Perkins and read the Daily Washington Update to stay engaged on the issues facing our country today. Have questions? Contact us anytime by visiting FRC.org. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that. So what are you waiting for? Get the information you need to make a difference for biblical values and connect with FRC today. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that.
Hello? Can you hear me? Are we losing our voice? 69% of American adults are using social media platforms to express themselves. But digital giants like Facebook, Google, and Twitter have collided with the free speech rights of citizen internet users. In the wake of a consistent pattern of censorship by tech companies of lawful but politically incorrect viewpoints, particularly those of conservatives and Christians, what is the legal status of digital free expression? Family Research Council hosted an expert panel discussion on the question of losing our voices. Who owns free speech on the internet? The panel speakers were Congressman Marsha Blackburn, Civil Liberties Attorney Craig Parshall, and Brent Scorum, Senior Research Fellow in the Technology Policy Program at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. To watch this discussion on one of the most important freedom of expression issues in decades, go to frc.org/voice. Again, that's frc.org/voice.
You've tuned into Washington Watch. Russ Jones sitting in for Tony Perkins. This program is powered by the Washington, D.C. based Family Research Council, and it's great to be with you today. It's Friday. It's been great to be with you this week. Well, consider these words from Mark Twain. American humorist and author Mark Twain, it will be conceded that a Christian's first duty is to God. It then follows, as a matter of course, that it is his duty to carry his Christian code of morals to the polls and vote them. If Christians would vote their duty to God at the polls, they would carry every election and do it with ease. If the Christians of America could be persuaded to vote God in a clean ticket, it would bring about a moral revolution that would be incalculably beneficial. It would save the country. Just think about that, folks. Save the country. And if every Christian would just vote their moral code, it wouldn't be anything to talk about. Well, with us now is someone that is very equipped to talk about it, Jason Yates. He's the CEO of My Faith Votes. Jason, welcome to Washington Watch.
Oh, thanks so much, Russ, and I love that quote. It is so perfect.
Isn't it? When I have to confess, I went on your website and I saw these different quotes and people that you have there, and that one just, you know, I'm a Missouri boy, right? And saw that quote and I was like, I'm going to use that to open this segment, and it was so excited to hear about My Faith Votes. Tell us, Jason, about the organization. How did it come about?
Oh, I'd love to. We came about really in the beginning of 2016, and it all transpired from our learning that in 2012, there were 25 million Christians, get this, who were registered to vote but didn't vote. They sat on the sidelines. And when you think about that, the difference in that election was just 5 million votes, somewhere in that range. So 25 million Christians who are registered to vote stayed on the sideline, and the difference was 5 million votes. Let me tell you, we have, just as Mark Twain said, we have the power to influence the outcome of elections in this nation. And that's the idea that birthed My Faith Votes. We were so blessed to partner with Dr. Ben Carson, who was our first and founding honorary chairman for the 2016 elections. And he, of course, has moved on. And so we worked with and invited Governor Mike Huckabee to be our honorary national chairman. And he has accepted, has been partnering with us for some time now. And we're just elated. But let me build on, if I could really, Russ, that number I just shared, the 25 million. Get this, in 2018, at the beginning of this year, we projected that 51 million Christians won't vote this year. That is 51 wow. million won't, if we don't do anything. But that's why My Faith Votes exists. We exist to motivate and equip Christians to vote and vote well.
And as we all know, we have very important midterm elections this year that are critical. I mean, our culture is really on the line, isn't it, Jason? I mean, I really believe we dodged a bullet. While some may not be real excited about President Trump, I mean, he has been one of the most pro-Christian, pro-faith, pro-life presidents I've seen in my lifetime, almost 60 years, and that is why every vote counts. And these special elections, Jason, I mean, they have been of the narrowest margins, haven't they?
Yeah, narrowest of margins, and some of them, you know, the Republicans have kind of squeaked by. We've seen some really large increases on the Democrat side in terms of participation. We've seen good increases in terms of participation from the Republicans, but much larger increases on the Democrat side. So a lot of people are motivated out there. You know, we just need to make sure that people who have a biblical worldview are motivated the most.
And one of the other things, it's not just at the top level races. There are 906 school board seats up for grabs across 25 states in the top 1,000 districts in November. Those are important, too. These districts serve some 12 million students. And imagine the influence your church could have and your community in those kind of votes. Isn't that right?
Yeah, well, let me give you some different numbers as well. I mean, we know that there are over 10,000 elections happening in November. That doesn't include the primaries. That's 10,000 elections happening on Election Day, over 10,000. You mentioned school boards. We actually believe it's closer to 1,200 school boards, and those are the largest school boards, not even the smaller ones. But, you know, we have almost 5,000 state house seats being elected, 1,100 state Senate seats. You know, there are 36 governors up for election. So the amount of influence that Christians can bring to our country this year is like none other. And I really mean that. It is like none other. And, you know, we as Christians and our faith has something essential to contribute. You mentioned there's all kinds of issues, and it's our faith and our values and our beliefs that we can bring to bear in these elections if we just stand up and vote.
Now, how can folks, Jason, get involved, or what kind of tools and resources can they get from My Faith Votes?
Yeah, let me talk about that. Thanks for asking. I mean, we ask everyone to do three things. First,
real quick, Jason, about out of time.
Okay, think, pray, and vote. And so we have something called the Personal Voting Assistant. Find that on our website at myfaithvotes.org. And you can go there. That can equip you in every way to get equipped to vote, get reminders, register to vote, etc. So that's the best way to go, and also get information about your ballot.
Right. Jason Yates, thank you so much. Appreciate you being on Washington Watch here today.
Thanks for asking, Russ. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Jason Yates, CEO of My Faith Votes. That information's also on TonyPerkins.com. Well, coming up next, a billboard company has removed an ad for an upcoming Harvest Crusade. Can you believe it? Evangelist Greg Laurie is next.
feel out of touch with what's going on in our nation's capital? Do you want to make a difference this summer? Well, now you can. Family Research Council's Stand Firm mobile app is a new tool that is bringing Christians across America together in advancing faith, family, and freedom. The unique features of the app allow you to contact your congressman on important issues with just the tap of a screen, sign up to organize culture impact teams in churches across the country, and share the latest legislative alerts with family and friends. You can listen to Washington Watch live with Tony Perkins or read the daily Washington Update to stay engaged and informed on issues facing our country. Join now in building a network of activists as we stand firm together for His kingdom. Go to frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today. Again, that's frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today.
With everything that's going on in the world, it's easy to feel out of the loop. Here at Family Research Council, we want to help you stay informed on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. Get access to information fast by visiting our website and connecting with us on social media. Always be in the know by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and watching us live on Facebook. Download our app to access our FRCA's voter guide and contact your congressman with just a tap of the screen. You can also listen to Washington Watch Live with Tony Perkins and read the Daily Washington Update to stay engaged on the issues facing our country today. Have questions? Contact us anytime by visiting frc.org. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that. So what are you waiting for? Get the information you need to make a difference for biblical values and connect with FRC today. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that.
You're listening to Washington Watch. Russ Jones, producer of this very program, sitting in for Tony Perkins. It's a pleasure to be with you here today. Well, billboards showing evangelist and pastor Greg Laurie holding a Bible were recently removed from a popular Southern California malls area there after numerous complaints. Hard to imagine, folks. I mean, this is just more of what we tell you about that's going on across the country. A Harvest Crusade hired real estate company Irvine Company to advertise for the event, but the company later said the billboard drew complaints in one, quote, serious threat. Well, with us now is Harvest Christian Fellowship Senior Pastor Greg Laurie, based in Southern California. Pastor Laurie, welcome to Washington Watch.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, brother, first I just want to tell you, 20 years ago, I was going through a major crisis in my life after being in ministry and pastoring for better part of two decades, and you spoke to me for weeks. Just wanted to share that with you when I couldn't hardly walk through the doors of a church, and I just have appreciated your ministry.
Thank you
and,
so much.
Honored to have you on today.
Bring
us our listeners up to date here on what's going on, and you know, a lot of folks have heard about your crusades.
Yeah, well, basically, we've been doing these crusades for 29 years. I've been told it's the longest running, large scale evangelistic event in American history. I've never heard of anything like it. Where on a given weekend we'll have over 100,000 people show up at the stadium. We do this every year. And we've seen to this date over 500,000 people make a profession of faith to follow Christ. So it's a thing in Southern California, and it's for many a tradition. And you know, you just mentioned how your life has been changed. Well, you know, of course, I didn't do that any more than you change anyone's life when you've ministered to them. But God works through people, and He works through His Word when it's preached and taught. And so over the years, you know, we've seen so many amazing stories. I mean, literally lives saved. I've had people come up and say, "You saved my life." Well, I didn't personally do it, but the Lord did through the preaching of the gospel. So here's an event that has helped families come back together. It's helped people get off drugs and booze. It's taken suicidal people and given them hope. But best of all, it's changed the eternal address of people to heaven. But so we kind of expanded our ad campaign this year. Normally we do billboards and posters and bumper stickers and other things, radio ads. But we decided to buy some billboards in a couple of prominent malls here in Southern California, Fashion Island, and the Spectrum. And so we sent the art, and I have to say, for some, it could be seen as provocative art. I ran this entire campaign in Texas only 2 months earlier, and we didn't have one complaint, but in the image of the art, it's sort of a black and white image of me holding up a black book, which I think you would think is a Bible, and indeed it was. And it just says, SoCal Harvest, the dates, and the artists we have. And the dates, by the way, are August 17 to 19. So they approved the art, they printed it, they installed it, and they're prominently displayed in this mall in a few locations as this great billboard. Well, they came back to us a couple of weeks later and said, we've been getting some complaints about this image. Could you change the image and not have one with a Bible? Now, I could have pushed back and said no, but we wanted to be good neighbors, and I wanted to work with them in the future. So we had our design department turn around a new image, and we got it to them in hours, and they printed it. And it was getting ready to be installed, and they called back and just said, we're not going to put this up. We're taking the whole thing down. We'll refund your money in full. We've had complaints and one threat. So, you know, we asked, well, what is the threat? How many complaints? And they wouldn't respond. Well, CBN broke the story. They heard about it, and they ran with it. And honestly, I mean, I didn't know that people would be all that interested in it, but it became a national news story. I've been on a lot of radio shows, and I've just was on Fox and Friends yesterday in New York talking about it. So, you know, and I think the reason people have been concerned is because now it is officially offensive in our culture to hold a Bible up in a piece of art that you paid for. And more to the point, because it doesn't say Holy Bible on the black book I'm holding up, and because it's a black and white photo, hey, it could have been a red book, a yellow book. It could have been a book about butterflies. But now you can't even hold up a black book because it offends some people. That's what it's come to for some.
And in the media world, if folks don't know, Pastor, you have gotten millions of dollars in earned media. You know, that's the irony, isn't it? But that's besides the point. We indeed are living in a time where something like that is quote-unquote offensive. And I really would like to know what kind of threats. The Newport Beach police sergeant said he wasn't aware of any threat regarding your ad. Is that right?
Yes. I didn't talk to him personally, but apparently he was contacted. The Orange County Register did an article on this. That's a local newspaper in California. And they contacted the Newport Beach Police Department. They were not aware of any threat. You know, I don't know. I don't know why. All I know is this, is, you know, I see billboards all the time that offend me. Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Images
yes.
that are provocative, sexual, just so inappropriate on so many levels, promoting so many things. I don't try to boycott everything and shut down everything. All I'm asking for is the opportunity to have a voice in the marketplace because of our First Amendment rights to, yes, hold up a black book, even more the Bible, without embarrassment.
Pastor Greg Lowry, Lori, thank you so much. We're out of time, and God bless you and all the work that you're doing. Thanks for sharing that story.
Thanks for having me on.
Pastor Greg Lowry, Harvest Crusades, an amazing story, an amazing man of God. Don't go away. I want to hear from you next, and our caller lines are open, 866-372-7234, 866-372-7234. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Washington Watch.
Do you feel out of touch with what's going on in our nation's capital? Do you want to make a difference this summer? Well, now you can. Family Research Council's Stand Firm mobile app is a new tool that is bringing Christians across America together in advancing faith, family, and freedom. The unique features of the app allow you to contact your congressman on important issues with just the tap of a screen, sign up to organize culture impact teams in churches across the country, and share the latest legislative alerts with family and friends. You can listen to Washington Watch live with Tony Perkins or read the daily Washington Update to stay engaged and informed on issues facing our country. Join now in building a network of activists as we stand firm together for His kingdom. go to frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today. Again, that's frc.org/app and download the Stand Firm app today.
With everything that's going on in the world, it's easy to feel out of the loop. Here at Family Research Council, we want to help you stay informed on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. Get access to information fast by visiting our website and connecting with us on social media. Always be in the know by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and watching us live on Facebook. Download our app to access our FRCA's voter guide and contact your congressman with just a tap of the screen. You can also listen to Washington Watch Live with Tony Perkins and read the Daily Washington Update to stay engaged on the issues facing our country today. Have questions? Contact us anytime by visiting frc.org. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that. So what are you waiting for? Get the information you need to make a difference for biblical values and connect with FRC today. It's time to take a stand, and FRC can help you do just that.
Hello? Can you hear me? Are we losing our voice? 69% of American adults are using social media platforms to express themselves. But digital giants like Facebook, Google, and Twitter have collided with the free speech rights of citizen internet users. In the wake of a consistent pattern of censorship by tech companies of lawful but politically incorrect viewpoints, particularly those of conservatives and Christians, what is the legal status of digital free expression? Family Research Council hosted an expert panel discussion on the question of losing our voices. Who owns free speech on the internet? The panel speakers were Congressman Marsha Blackburn, civil liberties attorney Craig Parshall, and Brent Scorum, senior research fellow in the technology policy program at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. To watch this discussion on one of the most important freedom of expression issues in decades, go to frc.org/voice. Again, that's frc.org/voice.
I am so grateful for the Family Research Council, and especially to Tony and Russ, who are pastors and who are not ashamed to proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Love how they tell us all the information, what's going on in the world, especially the good, bad, and the ugly.
And one of our faithful listeners and supporters, you're listening to Washington Watch, Russ Jones sitting in for Tony Perkins. And by the way, the Harvest Crusade, which is coming up August 17th through the 20th, you can watch that online if you are not able to go there in Southern California. You can listen or watch, excuse me, on harvest.org. That's harvest.org. Oh, it's Friday. Did you know there is a national day of something every single day of the year? Did you know that? Did you know today is National Lazy Day, where you can celebrate your inner couch potato by giving up all your daily chores? If I would have done that today, we wouldn't have had a Washington Watch. But today's National Lazy Day. Isn't that amazing that there would be such a day? It's also National Spoil Your Dog Day. Who would have thought? Give us a call, 866-372-7234, 866-372-7234. Let's go to Dale in my home state of Missouri. And Dale,
yes,
did you know that today, in 1821, the great Show Me State, its anniversary. It became a state today. I bet I just saw that today.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
How are you doing?
Are you there? I'm doing great. I hear you every day. I enjoy your show, and very informative, very, very good.
Thank you.
That saying that you use all the time, I used to say it myself all the time. That is,
well, I changed
the willing and the creek don't rise.
Well, you know, that's interesting you say that. The creeks don't rise. I did some history. I did some research on that. And the creeks don't rise. It was the creeks were an Indian tribe. Which I didn't know that. If the creeks don't rise, meaning not the water so much, but if the Indian tribe, the creeks don't rise. So, you know, I didn't like the way that might come across. So, but I did like the way I thought it was, meaning the waters don't rise. So I appreciate you saying that, noticing that. So that's just a little history lesson on that, Dale.
Yeah. You know, we always say, and the Lord spoke to my heart one day and told me, said, that's not right.
What's that?
And because if the Lord's willing, the creek ain't got nothing to do with it. He's in control of the creek.
That is true.
All about that the Lord.
Amen, Dale. Well, thank you from Missouri, Dale. Appreciate you calling and appreciate your support. Give us a call. The caller lines are open right now, 866-372-7234, 866-372-7234. And, the Missouri Territory came into the United States today as part of the 1803 Louisiana Purchase, one of the best real estate deals the United States ever made, before Missouri became the 24th state. On August 10th, 1821, there was a certain compromises had to be made to keep a balance in the union between the slave and the non-slave states. So, little factoid there. Give us a call, 866-372-7234. What's on your mind? We've had a lot of good content on the show here today. We went all the way out to the Heartland in Kansas to hear about the farmers and the short-term aid that the Trump administration is providing for the farmers that are impacted by the tariffs, and got to hear a little bit about healthcare and where that might be headed, and of course the jobs right now. There are more job openings than there are unemployed workers to take those jobs, which is an interesting place to be. And there were football games, you know, that started yesterday. We're in football season. Of course, we're starting to see some of these players take a knee again during the national anthem. And President Trump is a hot button issue for him, and he speaks out very clearly about that. So on this Friday, Friendly Friday, as you know, Tony has his Thoughtful Thursday. Well, this is Friendly Friday. What's on your mind? What are you doing to be a friendly neighbor, to provide something to your neighbors here today in your world? And what are you seeing in your communities? 866-372-7234. 866-372-7234. Let's go to Diane in Mississippi. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
I can,
well,
loud and clear.
I just wanted to know when they're going to stop all this Russian mess with Trump. They're wasting our money. And the FBI is as crooked as a dog time leg, so I want to know what's going on with that.
Well, you know, I think it's a distraction for many folks, and I don't think you're alone, Diane. I think there's a lot of folks that, you know, we acknowledge that there was some meddling by the Russian government. It doesn't appear to have impacted the results of the election. That's the big news. And I think most folks like yourself are more interested about policy and seeing this administration be successful.
Yeah, that's another thing I ask you about. Do we have any idea whether he's going to do anything to get rid of the Affordable Care Act? I'm a home health nurse, and this sucks.
Yeah.
Excuse my language.
Well, you know, we talked with Congressman Marshall from Kansas, who is also a doctor, and we talked with him about that. So he's hopeful that there will be another opportunity to circle back and look at the, you know, healthcare again. So we'll see. But Diane, thanks for calling. Appreciate you calling here today. Let's go to Matt in Omaha, Nebraska. Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm blessed. Hey, I was calling.
Amen.
I just led by the Spirit to call. I just wanted to shout out to the Christians around the country that, you know, the scripture says, if my people were called by my name and humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal their lands. So it really doesn't matter what Satan's people are doing. If we as a body would work together and come against all these divisions that the world tries to put on us, then we will have victory. And I believe there's going to be a shaking and a revival that's going to be hitting across this country in a mighty, mighty way. And I think there's going to be a shaking, and I think the Lord's going to put on people's hearts to with money to buy some media outlets and chase that spirit of division and that spirit of falsehood out of those media outlets. And I believe that God is going to step down in his glory, and he's going to bless a lot of people in the United States that stand for Jesus. And we got to quit having these little frictions, you know, because none of us are there until we get there. So we need to just stay humble and stay prayed up. You know, down here in Omaha, there's a lot going on. We had a thing the other day in a park and baptized 70-some people. And then there's a mission down here called Empty Tomb that we feed homeless people every week. And God's word is being preached. And, you know, so, I mean, I believe God is on the move. And I think that he's going to use Donald Trump in a lot of ways that, you know, I don't think people understand that. I think we were really at a point there where the enemy thought he had the headlock on us, and that he was really had his plan in order. And not that he's a pastor or we didn't elect a pastor. I tell you what, he's sure throwing wrenches in the enemy's plans.
He sure did, you know, Matt. So, thank you. I appreciate. We've got a lot on the phones here today, Matt. I appreciate you calling, and we got, man, the phones are blowing up again. But in regards to something that Matt said, you know, I was out. I've got about an acre and a half here, 40 acres in Kansas, scaled back here. But I was on my riding lawnmower earlier today, and in Mississippi, there are these red ants, and when it rains, these anthills just build up all over the place in the red clay. And man, if you step in one of those, they sting like the dickens. And if you run over one, it's like it blows those red ants all over the place. And then they put up these hills in other places in your yard. And they're really difficult to get rid of. And sometimes it feels like it's kind of where we are right now. These molehills of negativity that really don't have our nation's best interest in mind seem to pop up, and we have to fight back. And I've been so encouraged this week to share a number of folks and organizations that have risen to the call to stand up and to serve God. And we talked about My Faith Votes today, and then we've heard from a couple of women this week that have started organizations for women. So it's been, I hope you've been encouraged. I have been. Let's go to David in Oklahoma. Hi, David.
Hi, Russ. I just in general something that I've wanted to mention in the past, but I didn't exactly find a spot. But, you know, President Trump, he's doing really well and with the things he's accomplishing. But I wish that he would talk about and address in whatever way that he's able homelessness. I'm a courier, and I drive between Oklahoma City and Tulsa. And, of course, you don't need to be a courier to see homeless people in just your own town. They're everywhere. And I'm sure it's not an easy thing to address. And people are on the streets for more than one reason. Sometimes they want to be there. Sometimes they have emotional issues and they found themselves there, or they fall upon hard times. You know, it's a mixture of reasons. But I wish that in some way that he could address that. Again, I'm sure it's not an easy thing to know what the answer is, but, and that was all. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, David, thanks. And maybe his way of addressing homelessness is the economy and jobs and trying to get people who are not employed back on the payroll. And we're starting to see some of that. Good call. Let's go to Oklahoma City and talk with Ken. Hey, Ken.
Hello. Good to be with you. And like I said before, I praise and give all the glory to God for y'all. And I've got y'all a speaker in every one of my rooms and in my house, so I can hear y'all all the time.
Wow.
And I put, you know, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior on all my mirrors. and on my glass table. So it reminds me who is my Lord, who is my God, and who paid the price for all of us. And I've learned to start putting on my armor and even put the Ephesians on my mirrors also. And whenever I see people out today, and like when I go out and went to the courthouse today to get a passport, because Oklahoma driver's license won't be no good pretty soon. And so I had to, you know, I'm being prepared. And I told the lady today, I said, don't forget to put on your armor. And she just looks at me and goes, uh-huh. You know, and it's kind of those responses. Right. And I just had to pray, God, you know, I told her that's all I can do. You know?
Right.
And there that's it. And I just, I'm so grateful for y'all's network and the things that y'all
thank
do.
You.
And Dr. Yesef. And Charles Stanley and all of those that come on there, and it's bringing me back to God.
Amen,
and I
Ken. Thank you for that that good word, Ken. Appreciate it. Real quick here, let's go to Sharon in Arkansas. Hey, Sharon, welcome to Washington Watch on this Friday.
Hello.
Hi.
I was wanting to say that churches will ask if there's anybody that needs to be prayed for, and there'll be a whole bunch of local people that say, yes, forget, remember this guy and this person, and, you know, pray for them. And I think that churches should not forget to pray, make prayer request for the persecuted Christians in other countries. There is organizations that take up money to help finance getting those people out of there and get them to a safe place. And I think we should pray for them because it's really selfish if we just pray for ourselves. And someday we may need somebody to pray for us. And we, these people don't know if we're praying, but God does. And if we don't pray for these people, there may not be anybody praying for us when if our turn comes. We better pray real hard. It doesn't come to that in this country. And so that was my concern.
All right, Sharon in Arkansas, thank you so much. That's another good word. We're about out of time. Danny, you have just got like 20 seconds in Nebraska. Real quick.
Okay, I was wondering if the whole Congress is not up for vote. Is that true?
Well, it's about half and half, something like that. So it's not you know, we've had a number of special the entire House is up for re-election.
Okay,
we've had some special elections. Yes.
We got a very important election coming up, and I'd like to ask everybody out there to please get registered to vote, and Republicans wake up and make sure they vote. At least we could do is give Trump a Republican Congress so he can is good work.
That's a good point, Danny. Appreciate it. Well, folks, we have completed another week, and it has been my honor and joy in all humility to be with you and to share with you this week. Thank you so much. You've made it easy to be here. And folks, I leave you with this from Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And friends, the waters don't rise and the Lord tarries. Tony Perkins will be here on Monday. God bless.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins is powered by the Family Research Council and is entirely listener supported. For more information on anything you've heard today, or to find out how you can partner with us in our ongoing efforts to promote faith, family, and freedom, visit TonyPerkins.com. Also, to leave a comment about Washington Watch, call our watch line at 1-866-372-7234. That's 1-866-372-7234.